Zbigniew Brzezinski has a suggestion for dealing with questions about Iraqi weapons of mass destruction and the gap between pre-war intelligence estimates and post-war discoveries. The former National Security Advisor writes in today's Washington Post, "The administration should candidly acknowledge that the United States was misinformed about the state and level of Iraqi armaments, a fact already quite evident to much of the world. Continued evasion on this subject is a disservice to America." That's a quotation. Dr. Brzezinski, how much damage has it done the U.S. to indulge in what you call a continued evasion?
I believe American credibility around the world has been very badly damaged. The fact is that prior to what has happened, people tended to believe when the United States spoke authoritatively. If the president said that something was so, others, whether they liked it or not, believed it. Today, I think there's widespread international mistrust of what we say and a great deal of mistrust regarding the reliability of our intelligence.
You write in the same piece on the Washington Post op-ed page, "A shake-up of leadership in the intelligence community is needed and appropriate. Measures to that end should be promptly taken. Accountability is needed to restore credibility." Considering that holes in U.S. intelligence have been made evident since 9/11 and how few people have actually left positions of responsibility, is it realistic to think that actually there will be a shakeup of leadership in the intelligence community?
I don't know if it's realistic, but I do know it's necessary. It's necessary because obviously the performance of the community has not been up to par. And at stake is our national security. Quite literally, at stake is our national security. For example, in the U.S. Navy, if a ship smashes against another ship or hits a dock, the captain of the ship is suspended or fired. In every bureaucratic organization in which importance is attached to outcomes, there is responsibility. You can't have a situation in which the United States is misled as about as serious a subject as the degree to which another country is alleged to have weapons of mass destruction, for there to be no consequences.
One defense that we hear for the U.S. estimate of weapons in Iraq is that we're told all the other intelligence agencies in the world thought the same thing. Everybody had it wrong. First of all, do you buy that? And second, does that suggest that there's something even more wrong globally than just with the U.S. intelligence community?
Well, actually, I consider that kind of an argument to be almost a joke. Is anyone seriously suggesting that Finland or Portugal or Argentina, or for that matter, South Korea, had intelligence services carefully monitoring what's going on in Iraq? The fact is that most of the world thought that there were weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, largely because we told them so, and until recently they tended to believe us. The only intelligence services that perhaps had some independent capability of their own were the British, who had a political stake together with us in all of this, maybe the French, probably the Russians, very probably the Israelis. And each of them might very well have had its own political calculations influencing their intelligence perceptions or their intelligence outputs. The fact of the matter is that it was our voice and our claims that generated the nearly existing ones worldwide consensus regarding the alleged weapons of mass destruction in Iraq.
Dr. Brzezinski, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Very good to talk to you.
Zbigniew Brzezinski, who was National Security Advisor during the Carter administration, spoke to us from Washington, D.C.